Well, my daughter's back in town from Florida. Yeah, she's going back in April.
All right, go spend some time with
you. I'm thinking about going with her.
Okay.
Going down there and lie in the sun for a while, let the crabs eat my toes.
There you go. May you grab a couple of them, throw them in a pot of boiling water, get a little butter on the side. Life in Florida, not bad.
The only time I've been to Florida, it was to go down to Walt Disney World. And I went down there to broadcast a program. And after broadcasting a program from there, I went on back to the station. I haven't seen it since then. But I enjoyed it.
Summertime all the time, just
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right. Have you ever been to Walt Disney World?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man, I tell you, everybody should be there, should see that.
I liked it.
Oh, I loved it. I think it was great. Just like they said, you know, it's all imagination. Well, at the time I was down there, I did my program, and then immediately following that, they had Rush Limbaugh on.
Did you get to say hello to Rush?
No, well, I said hello to him, you know. I didn't realize he was as heavy as he is.
He's lost a lot of weight since then.
Yeah, I know. I've seen him on TV. He didn't look that heavy.
Yeah. But back in the day, he was a big
one. Yeah, really porky, yeah.
He was.
A real porker, right there.
Exactly, he was.
By the way, you know, Dude Walker was thinking about going back to work.
Might as well, still got a good voice.
Yeah, I think he'll be on TV, though. He enjoyed TV. He liked Wacky, you know, but he said no other radio station has ever filled the bill for him, you know, as far as Wacky.
Well, he's still got a face for TV. He'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got a great family.
Talked to him on the phone the other day. Very nice fella.
God, he's a great guy. Bill Bailey. You heard about the guy that went into the gas station and ordered and told attendant, he said, I want $5 worth of gas. So the attendant let win one time and gave him a receipt. Great. That's just about as bad as it's become, man.
Just about. Yeah, I heard the new $5 bill has In God We Trust on one side, and on the other side, good for 1 gallon of gas.
Bill Bailey. Have you seen that movie, The Kingdom?
No.
Well, it's all about Saudi Arabia. You know, we used to have a lot of working people over there, working the oil fields over there. And we had families, children that attended school there. But then the terrorists went in again, started killing them. Good grief, man. Oh, my daughter Jennifer bought a house. Did I tell you that?
No.
All of them are becoming property owners.
Good investment.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Where did she buy a house?
Well, I don't know. I think it's in or on the other side of Crestwood.
Oh, good area.
Yeah. Now, Shelley has been over there to see the house, and she says it's really a nice home.
Bet it is.
I have no idea what it looks like, though.
Not too far from where you're at either, really.
Yeah. Bill Bailey. Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Hey, man, what's happening?
It's the Duke of Louisville, Bill Bailey.
Yeah, right.
What's going on, Bill?
Man, I tell you, I've been out on a bender, man.
All right.
Oh, God, 4 days, man. I haven't had a sober breath in 4 days.
What are they slipping in there to you, man?
I have to go out for this.
Oh, okay, but good enough?
Yeah, I have to go out shopping for this. Yeah, but it makes me feel better.
All right, man, what is it?
If I survive, you know.
What you been nipping at?
Oh, man, I love that Old Barton.
Old Barton's that what it is?
Oh, yeah, Old Barton.
That'll get her done.
Yeah, Old Barton and Coke. Yeah, well, my girlfriend's here, and she's been drinking, too.
The more the merrier. Bill Bailey. So you doing okay? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great, man, doing great. Thinking about getting ready to move out of here. And I'm not too sure exactly where I want to go.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about a small apartment, you know, somewhere close by. And if anything else, if I ever need any help, you know, I can always call the home medical services.
Right.
Have them send a nurse over, you know. That's what I did before I moved in here. They come over, they just tickle to death. They come over there and give you a shot in the butt, you know. I don't know. I think they're sick.
A little masochism going on there. A little sadism. Bill
Bailey. Hey, somebody was talking about the big get-together July 4th this morning. They're always talking about that. I tell them we're going to have to charge $100 a hot dog for some of these people, man. They're bums. Come out there and man, we got people here, man, that have unbelievable appetites. They'll come out there and eat a whole package of hot dogs, man, and wander off.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We'll have plenty of hot dogs.
Like it. It really does sound like a lot of fun. I think it's wonderful that you give people who listen to you an opportunity to come out and have fun with you.
Yeah, it's a tradition. Wacky started back. I don't remember when back in the '60s, I believe was the first one.
You know, well, I didn't go to the station that in the '60s. I was at the KLO in the 65 to 70.
Uh-huh.
Then I went up to Chicago and worked for a while, and came back and then went to work for Wacky.
Yeah, I remember you on both stations.
Yeah, I was on both of them. Guys got to keep moving around when the sheriff's looking for him, you know.
Yeah, the old Duke's got fleet feet, buddy.
That's right, man.
Or was it the 70s when they started that? I can't really remember at this time. People are excited about it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Bill Bailey. Man, I watched all day yesterday. I watched nothing but the book channel. People that have written books. And one of them was a guy who fought over in Iraq. And I'm telling you, that guy was just fabulous. To begin with, he was... He was funny and at the same time extremely serious, you know. He made it clear that he didn't want to kill anybody, but that's what he was sent over there to do, you know. And he said, they can't let them. He was a sergeant. He said, I can't let them just kill my people. Just kill my kids, he called them.
Yep.
I mean, it was beautiful. I enjoyed it very much, yeah. And I have every intention. It's called Door to Door. No, House to House. An epic adventure. I can't remember his name, but it was Italian. But anyway, I intend to buy that book. I want to read that guy. He's really very funny, but also serious at the same time.
Bill Bailey.
Hello.
Bill Bailey.
Yes, this is Dr. William W. Bailey.
Dr. Bailey.
Yeah. M.D., Ph.D., S.O.T., you name it, pal. I've got it all, man.
And,
what's your problem?
A B.S. degree.
You're not drinking enough. That's the answer right there. You're not drinking enough.
You got any of that old, very old Barton left? Yeah, I'll come over there and drink.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just about ready to get back into the ring again.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, yeah, man, I've been taking all kinds of things for toughening up my skin, you know, like soaking my fist in salt water. It makes them tough.
Okay.
Well, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing okay, but I ain't getting in the ring with you.
Oh, good. Don't worry about me. Bill Bailey. You know, I have to sneak out every once in a while. Spend a little time over at the Drunk as a Skunk Tavern. Oh, jeez.
I had never heard anybody.
You know, it's amazing. When I get over there, I always find there's three or four other people that are from here over there. It's a nice place to have a beer or two. Bill Bailey. Well, we had a bunch of kids in here just a while ago. You know, the nice thing about these kids is that they're in the third grade. And they're as sweet as they can be, man, both boys and girls. And the first room they want to come to is my room. They want to see what work I've done on the painting some.
Yeah.
And they come in this room first, and they bring the T-shirts along. And now they brought me some pictures they want me to see if I can use them to paint other pictures from.
Oh, all right.
Oh, they're good kids, you know. Bill Bailey. Oh, did I tell you about the lady from Florida who came by here with some gifts?
No.
Anyway, she used to live here in Louisville. She used to live in Louisville, but she moved down to What's the name of that town where Walt Disney World is located?
Orlando?
Orlando, yes, she moved down there. She brought me up, because she knows I like to paint, she brought me up a new set of paints and new brushes and six canvases.
Well, that was really...
I think she wants me to go to work is what I think she wants.
She wants you to paint her a picture.
Boy, am I going to disappoint her. My days of working are over.
Bill Bailey.
Do you have any ideas for starting a new picture, or are you just trying to finish the ones that you've been working on?
Oh, golly, I'm going to get to work on that today, I hope.
Good. Maybe those new brushes will help you out.
Well, now, before I can get to work on that, I'm going to have to go up there and get some money from... I'll let the people here hold my money, you know, so I don't lose it or have it stolen from me. So I go up there and get some money from them and ask my daughter and her husband, who knows all about computers, to go out and buy me a computer. I'll be in business then, man.
Computer's really fun.
Get a message off to Washington every once in a while. Hey,
Bill Bailey.
Hey, well, I had a few drinks with some friends the other day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, man. It started out with the heavy stuff, you know, bourbon and coke.
Uh-huh.
And I like to start out with something easy, you know, to kind of lift my spirits, you know, like formaldehyde and Dr. Pepper.
That's pretty strong stuff right there.
Oh, no, not really.
Bill Bailey.
So you working on any of those paintings?
No. No, the chief nurse is in here right now checking on me to see if I've stolen anything. Oh, you're checking my bed.
Uh-huh. He's probably got it stashed under the mattress there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I got bed bugs. I don't know.
Bill Bailey!
You know, you've been sending me these emails.
Yes.
Every one of them, man, is complimentary, and I don't want to read them.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm embarrassed by them.
Well, why don't you get a few of them and do a shout-out and just thank the names of some of the people.
Yeah, some of the people. Yeah, I could do that. Now, that would be easy to do. Let me get over here where I can get to them.
They would probably like to hear their name on the air.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the sheriff's looking for them, too. You know, you never know. Here's one I do want to read. I spent my childhood listening to you and Reed Yaden every morning. I couldn't believe I was listening to Bill Bailey again, and along with Johnny Randolph.
Bill Bailey!
Where is Lee Masters? He's in Hollywood. He made $1 billion. I don't know what he's doing out there, but he's in Hollywood now.
Yeah, he was always pretty sharp.
Yeah. He was a great disc jockey, I know that.
Yeah, he was.
He took over that music TV, I think. Music television. That was his for a while. Then he sold it and then moved out to Hollywood. I understand he lives right across the street from the governor.
Arnold?
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Boy, he's rubbing elbows with the big boys.
Yeah, right.
Bill Bailey.
Who else you might want to throw a shout-out to?
Oh, here's another name I want to read. Oh, this person's name is Helen Mitchell of Brandenburg. Very nice person.
I'm glad to hear you back on, man.
Well, there's always something going on around here. Did you try to reach me, when was it, yesterday?
Yeah, called three different times, but I couldn't get you on the phone.
There was a reason for it. They were putting down new carpet.
Ah.
And I couldn't even get close to the room. They laid new carpet in the hallway, everywhere. Oh, it looked great, but gee whiz, man, I was in there. Felt like I was in prison for a while. I couldn't move around.
Yeah, that's a bad feeling.
But today I plan to do a little painting, if I can.
Good.
Bill Bailey!
Getting fired up about that picnic. What we're going to try to do is get... one of our sponsors is an RV dealer. And so we're going to try to get an RV out there, be air-conditioned, so that when you come out, you can, you know, hole up in there for a little while and, you know, get out of the heat.
Yeah, right. July 4th. It's going to be a little warm out there.
It is. But we got the free hot dogs all lined out. It's going to be wild. Got a bunch of cars coming out for a car show.
Good.
A lot
That's
of live great. Music. It's going to be a fun day.
Oh, it'll be a fun day for everybody.
I expect a bunch of people come out.
A number of people here have talked about it. They'll probably be out there.
The more the merrier. We got to...
Of course, these bums will be looking around for free hot dogs, you know.
Well, we're going to take care of them, too.
Bill Bailey!
How'd you get started?
My father owned a radio station. He had worked in radio all his life, and he turned on the little radio station down there in Corydon, Indiana.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah, he had me on the air when I was 12, and I was really bad, but he kicked my butt.
Yeah.
And taught me the business. So that's how I got in.
Well, you should have heard me when I was first on the air, man. I was so bad, it was just terrible. I worked with a guy that was an old pro, and I was with him one day, and one guy said, "How good is this fella?" And he said, "Awful." I said, "Thanks a lot, pal." And I was, you know, I couldn't argue about it.
Bill Bailey!
I always thought you were the best, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Well, you had a unique personality that, and you know, no one can copy you because...
Well, I did have that. The one thing, to my credit, I did have a personality that nobody else could imitate, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of jocks, even today, air personalities, talk at people instead of talk to them. And you had
a way to
transcend that and actually talk to people and, you know, get into their heads and create images in their heads and communicate with them.
That's right. Absolutely, man. Communicate with them.
Bill Bailey!
Yeah, so...
What do you think about it? It's all this stink that's going on across the world, man.
Oh, it's crazy.
Because of... The World Olympics being held in China.
Well, that...
And China's human rights record, man, it just stinks, you know.
Oh, it's horrible.
I'm glad to see it, to say the truth. You know, a lot of people are going to really get hurt, probably killed. And you can't get away with that demonstrating in some countries, you know. They got away with it in France, though.
Yep, got away with it in
Britain.
But
I'm afraid in Tibet, though, some people paid for their lives.
Not sure that Beijing is a good place to have the Olympics, but I guess you got to give them their chance. I don't know.
Yeah, right. You know, one of my favorite books is about, there's a story that deals with Tibet. Maybe you read the book, Lost Horizon.
No, I haven't read it.
It's called Lost Horizon, and it's all about Shangri-La. Oh, man, it's a great book, great story. If you stay in Shangri-La, man, you never grow old. You never grow old, and you never die.
That's what I hear, but I think it's too late for me.
Too late for you?
Bill Bailey!
A girl came in here earlier this morning, and, well, not earlier this morning, about a short while ago. We went to a tanning booth. Now, we got a couple of girls here that are shake and bake, you know. And, I mean, one of them's got a great tan, but, I mean, I think it's too deep. Real tan. It looks more brown than tan. And the other girl is, she got burned.
Well, speaking of some girls, the ladies over, the girls over at the Learning Bee right near you.
Yeah.
They said to say hello. They called in, requested a couple songs today. And they're right down there by you. They just said to make sure to tell you hello.
Okay. Who were they, you know?
Chelsea was one of them. And Krista was the other.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bill Bailey.
Hello.
Bill.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
All right. Well, I'm out here in the hallway now. I'm trying to find my way back into my room.
Out there causing trouble again.
No. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to love up some of these girls around here, man. Let them know they're appreciated. You hear that? Kissy, kissy, kissy. Playing smacky mouth, pal. Oh, my foot. Wait a minute. Somebody asked me the other day when I was going to hang up my sword and shield. I said, what? Hang up my sword and shield, man? I've got there's still many rivers I got to ford. Mountains to climb. Dragons to slay. And maidens to rescue. Gee whiz, I got a lot of work ahead of me yet.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, man.
Bill Bailey!
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Except it's tax day.
Oh, yeah, good. Why did you have to mention that?
Yeah, I guess I just brought you down.
Yeah, I'm having to pay taxes soon. Yeah, I don't pay that much anymore. Of course, but I... still have to pay taxes.
It's a bad feeling.
But I'm going to get a part of it back with that little money they're going to send me, you know, to try to straighten out the economy.
Bill Bailey.
Somebody came in a couple of days ago from Florida and brought along a picture of a maiden and surfing, and it was called Duke's Dolls. Oh, boy. You know, I've never had a desire to go down to spend any time in Florida, except to go to Walt Disney World. I did love that.
Been there a couple of times, and it is fun.
Well, I've been there one time. I had a broadcast from there.
Bill Bailey.
Well, I've gotten some great emails. Good Lord, man.
They love you, man.
Well, I tell you, they're really generous.
They're just saying how they really feel. It's
well,
really pretty,
you know,
cool.
I just really feel like I wish I deserved it, you know. For some reason, I just don't feel like I do deserve it.
Yeah, but see, it's all in their minds, too. I mean, they feel like you deserve it, so you
yeah,
don't take
well,
it.
If that's the way they feel, I love them for it. But I swear to God, man, some of the messages are just beautiful.
Bill Bailey.
Man, there's been so much activity around here this morning. They got people out there working on the lawn, inside working on the rooms and everything. They put down new flooring, new carpeting. I don't know who they're trying to impress.
You, man, because you're the Duke.
Hey, they're not trying to impress me, you know.
Bill Bailey.
Well, you sound well today, man. You sound like you're upbeat, feeling good.
I feel very well, yeah. I've had my shower and my first two cups of coffee, and I'm ready.
There you go, man.
Yeah, I'm ready for action now.
That's usually about what it takes me, a shower and a couple cups of coffee.
That's it, right there. Same thing for my brother. Well, has everything been going well there?
Yes.
I'm sure that has.
Yeah, everything is going great here. It's just...
Good. I'm glad to hear that, man. Just, you deserve it.
You know, we're making friends and doing some good radio, and that's all you can do.
Making friends. Now, you said it right there. Make friends. When you make friends, man, you got them.
That's one thing you were really good at. See these emails you're getting?
Yeah.
You made friends with those people.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was all about.
Bill Bailey.
Because you were there every day when they were, you know, getting ready for work, driving to work.
Yeah.
And they expected that, and they felt comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you were part of their life.
I'm hoping that for most of us, a good part, you know.
Yeah, I think so. From the looks of those emails, it was a great part. I always looked forward to listening to you, man. I did. I listened to you every day when I drove to work.
Well, I appreciate your listening.
And I've said it before, but it's really funny because on days when you would take a day off for whatever reason,
yeah,
I'd be freaking out saying, oh, man, I hope he's not in trouble over what he said yesterday.
Bill Bailey.
That's good days back then, man. Great days.
Yeah. You know, those were good times. You know that? They really were. I love the 70s, especially.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Everybody seemed to have a good attitude. It was, they were backing off from all the protest and strife of the 60s.
Yeah.
And calming down a little bit. It was a good time.
Yeah, right.
Good music came out.
Great talent.
Randolph really put together a crew there at Wacky Boy.
Oh, yeah, he did a great job. But picking that music, man, was something he did beautifully, too.
Bill Bailey!
Oh, I was going to ask you if you remember a little song. I don't know if you have this one or not. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
We've got that, yes.
I'm trying to remember who did it. Donnie something, I think. And his schizo band.
Lonnie Donegan.
Lonnie Donegan, that's right, that's it. And his schizo band. I wish I could remember the lyrics of that song. I used to sing along with it. I loved that thing. Of course, I sang along with a lot of them, you know.
Bill Bailey.
Man, you guys are playing the greatest music. I'll tell you, people are always commenting on it. Yeah, they come in here, boy, I was listening to the music this morning, just what I want to hear. Let me ask you a question. Did you see anything? Somebody came in here yesterday and handed me a card, an envelope, and inside there was a birthday card. And I said, what the heck is this? And the guy said, he had his wife with him. He said, he was visiting someone here. He said, your name was in the paper this morning. They said, today was your birthday. Well, yesterday was not my birthday. I don't know what paper he was reading. But anyway, my birthday's in December.
Well.
And I had my last birthday many years ago.
Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning, sir, or this afternoon?
Oh, my goodness, man. I didn't even realize what time it was. I'm doing fine, pal. What do you think about this race that's going on, this thing that's going on for the presidency?
Yeah, it's getting pretty wild out there between Barack and Hillary.
You know, I've heard about delegates before, but I have never heard about super delegates.
Well, that's a Democrat thing.
Oh, man, they're coming up with some of the craziest things.
Bill Bailey!
Oh, did you hear about the first town in America? I think it was Rockport. I was thinking Massachusetts, but I think it's Maine. Rockport, Maine, that operates completely on wind power. They have enough stored up to last into 2010.
It can certainly be done.
Yeah, man. Wind power.
Then that's
we could supply them with a part of that, you know.
Well, you and me could supply a couple towns, man.
Bill Bailey.
We got the gas prices so high, and I figure maybe some Bailey tips to help us on this.
God, I don't know. John, I'll tell you the truth, man. I don't think anybody's got an idea. There's nothing we can do about it until somebody needs to get over there to the OPEC and talk to those people, and somebody smart enough to talk to them, I know.
Well,
there's not going to be a president. It can't be some boo-boo like that.
Well, we talk to them, but the problem is they don't listen.
Well, you don't have the right person talking to them.
Who ought to talk to him, you think?
Bush is not going to accomplish anything.
Well, who ought to talk to him?
I need to get over there and talk to him.
That's what I was kind of getting at, yeah. You could lay a little dog on him, right?
Boy, is this the way it's going to be, you know.
Bill Bailey!
Who came in to see me last week?
Oh, who?
It wasn't last week. It was this weekend. I can't remember. God, man, I think it was Saturday. A lady from Palestine. And she had a young daughter with her, and a beautiful young daughter, and curly hair. And we talked for a while, and let's see, now I've had a lady from Palestine, I had a lady from Kuwait come in. Man, I'm getting them from all over the world.
And you've gone international on us.
Yeah, we'll call this an international stopover.